It's a two-year deal, so committed to the club for 2 years after this current season. I'm delighted to have got it all sorted and out of the way, and can focus on cricket for the rest of the season and hopefully keep us up, hopefully make my way into the one-day team, play as much cricket as I can and just focus on that now.
Has it been in the back of your mind?
Not really. It's been something that I've obviously thought about going into my last year. But I've tried to focus on my cricket. I made a good start, obviously, and sort of had a few average performances since then. So I'm happy to just get it all sorted out of the way and I can focus solely on my cricket now.
Yeah. Did you have approaches? I know the Derbyshire put in 28 days. Did anybody else talk to you?
There was a little bit of interest. Nothing serious, no concrete offers. But yeah, as I say, I'm just delighted to have got it out of the way and commit to Worcestershire. It's a great place to play cricket and I've been here since I was 9 years old, so I'm delighted to have extended my stay.
Yes, it would have been difficult to move, wouldn't it?
Definitely, yeah. It would have been a big decision. So obviously, it's all that I know. I've got a lot of friends here and family are close by, and it's obviously a great place to play, as I said, and I love it at New Road, so long may it continue.
Mm. As you said, you've had a great start to the season, but you've had a few indifferent days. Mm. I mean, looking from the sidelines, you seem to get very frustrated with yourself.
Yeah, that's probably one of the things that I need to try and iron out, really. I have high standards of myself, and obviously I'm as chuffed as anyone when it goes well. I probably show my frustrations a bit too much at times, but that's the sort of character I am. I'm trying to get that away from out of my game. So yeah, as I said, I'm just concentrating on my cricket and hopefully I can get those performances from early season back in this back end and contribute to a few wins and keep us up.
Mm. Is that difficult? Because of late you've probably not played much cricket because you're not playing in the one day side. Yeah. So that to come back in and get some rhythm.
Yeah, it is difficult, but we're professional cricketers, so we should be able to deal with it. It has been difficult, obviously, because the lack of cricket and because of the weather, it has made it a little bit tougher than normal this year. And rhythm has been one of the things that I've lacked, funnily enough. So thanks for putting that out. But yeah, hopefully I've run in the last couple of days here and I've felt pretty good rhythm-wise. And that's an important thing for me and my bowling. So I'm going to concentrate on that tomorrow and hopefully contribute to a good performance. Mm.
What about your batting? Because you've often looked fairly useful, a useful 30 not out today. Yeah. So you hope to improve on that as well? Because Gareth Andrews worked hard on his batting and moved up the batting order.
Yeah, definitely. Obviously, Gary's a bit of a different batter to me. But it's something that I've concentrated a lot on, really, throughout my whole career. And I've always said that I wanted to be sort of a bowling all-rounder. I'll probably never be. If I can be a decent number eight and contribute early lower order runs, like I've done today, then I'll be a useful sort of cricketer. Mm.